This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accent, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. So not only was I in DC last week, but I also got to do a couple of touristy things. I didn't get to do much because CPAC was a lot of work. 27 hours of live coverage was hard, but the hundreds of hours of prep beforehand was really, really something. It seemed like a great idea. Yeah, we'll do 27 hours of live coverage. It sounds wonderful. Doing it was a whole different kettle of fish. But I did get to see a couple of sites, and I was really excited to see one. I got to see on the Monday. I got to go to Mount Vernon. And if you've listened to this show long enough, you know I'm a big George Washington fan, to put it mildly. And it was awesome to get to visit Mount Vernon. It's incredibly beautiful. It's incredibly well maintained. The only thing I didn't like, and this is nothing to do with Mount Vernon, was I went on President's Day, or as I like to call it, George Washington's birthday, and it was full, and there was a lot of people around, which made it hard. But I got to see the museum, I got to see the artifacts, I got to read the history. But what inspired me the most about it was, and this is just a follow-up on what we were just discussing about opportunities, was I got talking to the bus driver who brought you from the car park to actually Mount Vernon. And he said, this year, there is 10 times the amount of people at Mount Vernon on President's Day than there is normally. Easily 10 times. And he said, to put that into context, it's even more. Because people said, oh, well, that's just the weather. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spring day in February. It was lovely and warm. I think it was in the 60s. And he said, well, he said, that might be part of it. But he also said that there's not this many people on the 4th of July. I think there's a great opportunity ahead of us. People are striving for knowledge. People are curious about systems, about the history of their country. And going around Mount Vernon and listening to people, how they talk to their kids, some of it was really in-depth. Now, some of it, I heard some things that made me want to just go, oh, for the love of God. Some people, I just wanted to cry. There was a couple ahead of me, and they repeatedly told their son the revolution was over taxes on tea. Anything else, mommy? Nope, just taxes. I'm like, do you read anything on the walls that's here in Mount Vernon? But that was mind-numbingly frustrating. I wanted to take the kid and kind of go, hey, look, just ignore everything mommy and daddy says. Just talk to me for a few minutes. I'll educate you. And I'll tell you some stories that you might appreciate, but it's not my turn and they might have been taken the wrong way. But I look forward to going back because it was beautiful. The landscapes were beautiful. The way they've kept everything is just unbelievable. It's classy. It puts you back in time. And I loved just standing around it and just imagining how things must have been 200 years ago. It must have been a wonderful piece of land to own. So kudos to Mount Vernon for upkeeping it and just making it available for people to visit. But the biggest thing I want to talk to you about is I got to visit Arlington National Cemetery. And everything I'd heard about it didn't do it justice. Everything I'd ever envisaged Arlington National Cemetery to be was nothing to compare to what it was. What struck me most was the row upon row of white headstones. It's incredible to stand in the middle of it and to have them in front of you, behind you, and either side of you. And to really see those rolling hills. To see the dot, 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 the white headstone. Simple and humble. But each having an identity about it. Each one having a story. And each one united by the service and love of their country. It was incredible to see. But I'll come back to Arlington, the General Cemetery, in a minute, because I want to talk to you about it, about the servicemen and women who are buried there. But potentially even more breathtaking was this. You know, there are many reasons America is just unique. And the way you honor people, the way you honor and you never forget people is just incredible. I had the honor of going to Arlington with a good buddy of mine, Dylan. He's a Navy vet. And we walked up the big rolling hill up to the tomb of the unknown soldier. And the emotions are just incredible. The emotion that just hits you when you walk up there of the sacrifice that generation after generation have made in the pursuit of freedom. But as you get to the tomb of the unknown soldier, I've always seen pictures of the cold weather, of the hot, extremely hot weather, of snow, of rain. And yet there's always one soldier walking up and down a mat. One of the most impressive things I have ever seen is something I wonder how many people noticed when they go to the tomb of the unknown soldier. As I got up to the tomb, there's a barrier in front, and I just went in the front row. And I was just very emotional, and I said a prayer. And something hit me. The mat the soldiers walk on. It's the same routine. Maybe 12 feet long. You turn, you click your shoe, you turn again to face the other way, you click your shoe, you change your gun position, you pause, you walk to the other end, and you repeat. That is the routine consistently. In this world where we are entitled, we've let all our emotions be shown, we have bad days and we phone in our jobs. One thing that struck me was if you look very carefully at that mass, there is imprints in the exact same place. Now, the imprints are big because obviously shoe size. Some people might have smaller feet and some people have bigger feet. But you see an imprint, a gap in a mat, another imprint, a gap in a mat, another imprint, a gap in a mat, another imprint, another gap. And what struck me most is if I told you that was your job, you'll walk, I don't know the distance, 10, 12, 14 feet. You'll turn around and walk backwards. At some point, you got to figure it's mundane. It gets boring. At some point, even if you don't feel that, you might just lose focus. Your mind might drift off. But what was clear to me, to the men and the soldiers and the women who have the honor of walking up and down that piece of carpet, that mat, it means everything to them. They are focused on all the little things that matter so, so much. In this crazy world, I looked and I kind of went, wow, that is one hell of a routine. It must be so empowering to have that. To know exactly what you have to do and when. As I watched the gentleman who was the soldier that day, everything had a purpose. Everything had a reason. Nothing was out of place. It was inspiring. I know I couldn't do the job. I know I would lose focus. I know I would also... I can't imagine it's easy. Your legs would get sore, they'd get tired. But to pay that much respect to an unknown soldier is incredible. It was breathtaking. And it was inspiring. Because at that point in time, at any point in time, all you can do is your job. And they did it step by step. By step, by step. It was breathtaking. If you've never been, I strongly recommend you go. I bought something in the gift shop in Arlington. It's a little fridge magnet. And I want to read out to you what it says, because I'd never heard this before. And I think you might appreciate it. It's called the Sentinel's Creed. My dedication to this sacred duty is total and wholehearted. In the responsibility bestowed on me, never will I falter. And with dignity and perseverance, my standard will remain perfection. Through the years of diligence and praise, add the discomfort of the elements. I will walk my tour in humble reverence to the best of my ability. It is he who commands the respect I protect, his bravery that made us so proud. Surrounded by men, well-meaning crowds by day, alone in the thoughtful peace at night, this soldier will in honored glory rest under my eternal vigilance. That is the Sentinel's Creed. I'd never heard it before, but it touched me when I read it, and it is something I will hold dear from now on. In a world that tells us we have no heroes, in a world where some politicians, some members of the media, and parts of our culture will tell you vets suck, police suck, I say to you, you're missing out on an experience and a relationship that will never be beat. You are missing out on standing with some of the greatest men and women ever born. You are doing yourself and your country a disservice by not honoring them, because everything they do honors and protects each and every one of you. That was the Sentinel's Creed. And if you've never been to Arlington, I strongly suggest you take a visit. I gotta take one last quick break, America. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.